Bills, I love cereal.
I love it.
So tasty, but most of it's full of sugar.
It's not healthy.
But I tell you what, this one is.
Magic Spoon.
Yeah, Magic Spoon is 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carb in each serving.
And only 140 calories.
So guys, go to magicspoon.com/onion to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code ONION at checkout to save $5 off your order.
And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/onion and use the code ONION to save $5 off.
Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Harmonize with me and hold me tight all through the night. You're shining bright. I'm your oyster, baby. You're my pearl.
Wow.
Well, here we are.
Hey.
Hey.
We happy three.
Huh?
It's amazing, right?
It is.
When was the last time we were all in a room together?
Do you want to introduce who it is first? Because this could be audio only.
Yeah, yeah. It's me, Dominic Monaghan.
And me, Billy Boyd, and...
Hello, hi, Elijah Wood here.
Woohoo! Guys, we're giving you what you want.
Ah!
We considered that if we were to have a guest, you've got to start with number one on the call sheet.
Nah.
Frodo.
Yeah, the ring bearer.
And then I think at this point, we kind of broke the mold a little bit, because where do you go from here? Do you know what I mean?
Well, you can't.
Gandalf. Rubbish.
We're at the top.
I mean, it's all about
Frodo. This is it.
You know, it's... It's a show where obviously we're going to talk. We talk about Lord of the Rings quite a lot. So, I mean, in that situation, outside of your good self,
yeah,
the person who we shared the most stories with in New Zealand was,
and arguably time as well. I would
yeah,
say.
Yeah.
We're close. We're very close.
But when was the last time we were all in the same room together? It's a while ago, right?
Guys, it's been a really long time. Well,
we've had a worldwide
pandemic.
Virus.
Yes.
Yeah. That occurred.
Yeah, it's been terrible.
I think it's been since the three of us were in the same room.
Mm.
Has it been...
Was it the Vigo thing?
Has it been like 8 years?
Has it?
I think it may have been the Vigo.
I think it might
yes.
have been
the, oh, then that wasn't 8 years. That's
Captain Fantastic.
5 years ago? 4 years ago?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think it was. It was Captain Fantastic.
Captain Fantastic.
That was a good. That was
That's
a good
crazy
night,
thing. We did that Zoom thing, with Josh Gadd.
That charity thing. Reunited together. That's right.
Where everyone fit into their roles perfectly, including Orlando, who for the entire time had a low battery on his iPad, so was constantly. Like, and then he'd mute himself, and he'd be like.
Didn't he switch devices at one
and
point?
He switched devices.
Yeah. Classic.
And Sean Astin was trying to organize
an assistant.
Yeah.
Sacked two assistants during it.
And McKellen, he signs on smoking a cigarette and drinking a glass of wine.
Brilliant.
Why
Brilliant.
Not?
Yeah. Oh, there they all. It was very Gandalfian when he showed up. Oh, let me look at you, hobby.
That was fun.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah. That was an amazing moment in the whole COVID experience for me, because I'd had little pockets of social time with friends and family and Bills and League of Legends and all this kind of stuff. But there was, what, how many people on that Zoom? 20?
Not quite.
15, maybe?
10, maybe?
Yeah, really?
There was a lot of people.
Maybe it was 15.
Maybe, because we had Carl Urban and Miranda and Kate.
Yeah.
Pete
no, you're right.
Phil and...
Amazing. That was pretty incredible.
Amazing.
So how has your COVID time been? Has it been quiet?
It's been good. I mean, as good as a global pandemic can be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a son. I have a 20-month-year-old son. So
wow.
The silver lining of of this last year and change has just been watching him grow. You know,
right.
It's been almost like a kind of extended parental leave in a way that we may not ever have this kind of uninterrupted time again. So that has been great. And then I worked on a film. I actually made a movie last year, which is crazy.
Right. Well done.
In September. Did a commercial. Like did a little bit of work towards the latter part of last year.
Right.
Which felt kind of wild initially. Like getting on a plane the first time. Flew to Ukraine for a job and that felt so strange.
Yeah.
To have been really, truly isolated. You know, we were essentially at our house. We'd go to the grocery store and sort of basic things, but, you know, there was no other travel. So to get on a plane felt really wild.
I bet. I mean, I know that a lot of parents with young children have said, even though the challenges of COVID are real for everyone, that, like you said, they'll never get that time again.
No.
They might not have known if they were to have had that time. Mm. The two of them might have been working. You work internationally, so you could have missed 3 or 4 months of
sure.
Virgil's life. You know?
Sure.
So what an incredible experience that must have been.
Oh, it was awesome. And we, you know, we don't have adolescents or kids that are in school.
Mm-hmm.
So that made it easier as well. I think the burden of the last year for parents that have kids that are in school age and older, you know, they have to navigate kids being separated from friends, having to deal with Zoom schooling. Mm. We didn't have any of that. So it was relatively simple. And he won't remember any of it, which right. is nice as well.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You had that more, didn't you, Bills?
Yeah, because I've got a son who's 15. And we keep telling kids, don't we? We keep saying, less screen time. You know, not so much screen time. And then we told them, you're now at school in front of a screen.
I know.
All day.
Mm. I know.
And, you know, I think my son did amazingly well, but so difficult, you know. And you're trying to kind of make it work, but it's so hard to concentrate on something on a screen.
Mm.
And then for the teachers, it's so difficult because the kids don't want their camera on because they're teenagers and they don't want to, you know, have their face there the whole time when you're just trying to figure out who you are. And, you know, and so it's so much easier just to switch the screen off. But then the teachers are looking at 20 black screens and they're like, is anyone there? It was just incredibly difficult. And you've got to applaud the education system for, you know, managing to get through it and really applaud the kids for getting through it. But
well, let's applaud the kids.
Yes!
Well done, kids across the world.
And then, kind of like an actor getting a job, when my son, they said, we're back at school, he was like, oh, yes, and he's back at school. And within 2 weeks, he's like, maybe take today off. You know, like an actor getting a job, and the first thing you do is you say, when's my days off?
Yes.
You know, you haven't worked for 6 months.
It is so true. You look at the schedule and you work out when I've got long weekends.
Oh, great. I've only got one scene that day. I'll be finished by one.
Yeah. Wishing your days away.
That's so true.
And then you just go back to the hotel and order chicken wings and watch Jerry Springer. Like you've made a great choice in your day. You know?
Oh, my God. That's funny.
I tell you what, Bills, living in this LA sun and all the activity that we get up to, I can get dehydrated.
It's easy to get dehydrated, Dom.
What do you do to combat that?
I tell you what I do. I use Liquid IV.
I do exactly the same. Mm. And the great thing about Liquid IV is it comes in so many different flavors. Lemon, lime, acai berry, passion fruit, guava, watermelon, my favorite, apple pie, strawberry. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, strawberry. Watermelon's good as well.
It's also 2 to 3 times better to be hydrated with Liquid IV than just water.
And it contains 5 essential vitamins.
Wow. So get Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code ONION at checkout.
That's 25% off anything you order.
Wow.
When you get better hydration today using promo code ONION at liquidiv.com.
I love cereal, Bills. How about you?
I love it, Dom.
But I found out that most cereal is kind of full of sugar and not that good for you.
Too much sugar.
You know the solution to that?
I do. Magic Spoon.
Magic Spoon, because it's 0 grams sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving.
And only 140 calories a serving.
Is that right? It's also keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb and GMO-free. Wow.
And so delicious, Dom. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, and my personal favourite, peanut butter.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. So go to magicspoon.com/onion to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code ONION and you get to save $5 at checkout.
And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
That's lovely. So remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/onion and use the code ONION to save $5 off.
Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Cereal. Well, let me ask you guys this. As a new dad...
Yeah.
And as a dad,
a veteran dad of a
15-year-old son, what's the most surprising thing about being a parent? The thing that makes you go, wow, I did not realize that.
Mm. Being only 20 months in, there's still surprises yet to come, I think. but I would say, I think what was the most surprising initially was how quickly your body and your mind becomes a parent.
Mm.
How it's sort of an overnight thing. You think about it for a long time. It's somewhat abstract before you're an actual parent. So in the 9 months leading up to the birth of your child, there's classes that we took. There's a lot of prep and thinking about how that's going to be and making sure you have all of the tools that you need specifically for that first few months. And then the baby's born and you're like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. Somehow, the instinct kind of just kicks in, and your reality is, that's my child.
Right.
That kind of blew my mind.
Yeah.
How fast that happened.
And that first sort of 8 weeks, I remember, because it was wonderful and weird and crazy because, you know, if you read books on it, and you can read one book that will tell you exactly one thing and you can get another book that will tell you the absolute opposite.
Yeah.
So you can read as much as you want, but you've just got to work it out.
Yep.
And that first 8 weeks, you're basically just looking after them because they don't know that you're any different from a chair. You know,
sure.
It's just like,
you
know, it's my world as far as a baby's concerned. And, you know, so you're just looking after it. And then when they start to notice you and then, you know, and it's so weird and wonderful.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
But I remember that first 8 weeks when I was reading all the books and I thought, I'm just forgetting about this.
Yeah.
And the moment it for me, when I thought I'm just forgetting all this and doing it the way I think it should be done, was my favorite thing was to fall asleep on the couch with Jack on my chest.
Yeah.
And then I read a book that said, don't do that.
What?
And I thought, I'm done with this. I'm done with books. I absolutely love that.
Yeah. What was their justification?
I think they were scared that you were going to like roll over. And like lie on them and kill them or something. Ooh. But you're like, and then you read another book that said you would never do that. Ooh. Because right in some place in your brain, you know that there's a baby on you.
Right. And another book saying you should roll over on your child. To keep them thin and kind of streamlined, you know what I mean?
Keep them protected from the elements.
You just never know.
Totally. But I love that because you're so tired, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're getting up at all sorts of times. And really, the mother's doing everything. But you want to feel like you're part of it. So you stay awake while she's feeding them or whatever. But you're just exhausted. And just that, you know, it's good enough falling asleep on the couch and just kind of dozing off but with a baby and your baby, oh my God, I love that.
I miss that.
Oh, right?
I miss that. Yeah, because at a certain point, they don't want to sleep with you.
Yeah.
And like, it used to be that he would wake up in the morning, we'd put him back in bed and he'd go back to sleep and we'd go back to sleep. It was great.
Yeah.
That is so over now. But that first 8 weeks is magical. I've really romanticized that period in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it is like you're in and out of sleep. The baby sleeps every couple of hours, feeds every couple of hours. And so you're just sort of in this weird haze of like sleepiness and feeding and, you know, getting Metamorie food. Well, you know, so your job as a father is just like to make sure that she's taken care of and the baby's taken care of. You're not doing the breastfeeding, but you are a part of that cycle.
Yeah.
Which is so lovely.
So we got a thing because my wife breastfed as well, that we got a thing that she would pump for one of the feeds and then she'd have a lie in. And this was about 5, 6 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I'd take the dog, my old dog, Griffin.
Oh, yeah.
We'd go for a walk in the park with me and Jack, and I would feed him from the bottle while Griffin ran around, and the sun was coming up, and then Ali could get asleep, you know? And my other friend, Paul Riley, who you know, was making a new sitcom, and he tells me on this day that they'd set up a camera on the hill. I didn't know this at the time. On the hill in this park, they'd set up a time lapse so that they could watch the sun coming up for the start of this sitcom.
Yeah.
I'm at that hill with Jack and the dog. The dog starts chasing some birds around, and there's a woman who looked kind of scared, you know? So I'm shouting on the dog, grab it, grab it. And I went to walk, and I slipped down the hill with Jack, like this with a bottle. I'm rolling down the hill to get Griffin. And that day, Paul tells me, we've got a camera set up, before I'd told them that story. And I was like, you've got to have a look at the footage and see if you see me rolling down the hill. But he never saw it.
Oh, no way.
What's the chances
too fast.
Of that?
Too fast.
Too fast. What? It must have been in between the time-lapse shutters.
Yeah.
But all the things you do to make it work in that first little while.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
I remember coming to see you in Glasgow when Jack was relatively young. And you telling me, like, I'm doing this thing in the morning where we give Ali an extra hour and a half sleep. We can go walk around the park, wait until the coffee shops open up, get a coffee, walk the dog. And even at that point in my life, I wasn't quite getting up as early as I do now, but I still did it. And then I remember, this is kind of a slightly disgusting story, but I'll tell it anyway. We did that. We went and got coffee. I wasn't really drinking coffee at the time. We got coffee. Walk the dog, and you were like, okay, I'm going to go back and check in on Ali. And I said, all right, I'm just going to walk around the park a little bit. And I was coming down with a cold or something like that. And I produced the largest, what would you call it?
Phlegm ball?
Yeah, I guess phlegm ball would be a good thing. Yeah, loogie. From my breathing systems that I've ever produced in my life. I didn't have my phone on me, but I remember thinking, that is photo worthy. It was massive.
And did you just leave that in Glasgow?
Just left it. It was just on the wet, rain-soaked streets of Glasgow. But I remember thinking, that's extraordinary that that's been inside me, just sat around.
Yeah.
And I felt fantastic that it had come out.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Now, you've been to Glasgow as well, haven't
you? I have, yeah.
You came for my wedding.
Certainly did.
That was very kind of you.
That was really fun.
That was lovely. And we had a lovely time. It was New Year, wasn't it?
It was.
It was.
And we went for some nice restaurants, and you came to my wedding.
We had some really good Indian food, if I remember correctly.
Oh, the Indian food in Glasgow.
Very good. It's great in Glasgow.
So good.
Yeah.
And where I stayed in Glasgow, great Indian restaurants, wasn't it?
That's a lovely neighbourhood.
Yeah, I love it.
It's a great wedding. It's a great wedding. Lots of people up and dancing at that wedding.
There was.
Including me.
You were a dancing queen.
I was dancing all night from what I can remember.
And then we carried on after that.
Yeah, we went to...
We went to Ireland.
Oh, that's right.
We flew with Jason to... We went to Galway.
We went to Galway. We went to Kilkenny. We went...
Ring of Kerry.
We didn't go to Cork, but we went to... Ring of Kerry, our friend Jason.
Limerick, we were in Limerick.
Limerick, our friend Jason basically kind of slipped a disc, didn't he?
He had and has back issues anyway. But yeah, I think he did slip a disc.
About a day or two into the trip.
No, do you know how he slipped a disc?
How did he do it?
Dancing.
Because you guys, if you remember, I rented you guys an apartment near where we lived.
Oh yeah, that place was great.
It was a great rooftop
apartment.
Yeah. But it didn't have enough beds, so I put in a futon for one of you guys to sleep on, you know, a kind of Japanese fold-down bed. And to get it back to my house, Jason said, I'll help you. And you guys were at the top of an old tenement building, remember?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I said, you know what? We could just throw it off the inside of the stairway.
Oh, sure. And
I'll go down the bottom
and
make sure no one's coming in. And Jason threw it over, but when he threw it over the balcony, his disc went out. And his back went. And that was it.
And it was, did you not tell me he was in a wheelchair?
He was.
He was. He was in a wheelchair.
Getting off the flight.
So he got on the plane all right. Obviously, he didn't need a wheelchair to get on the plane. He sat on the plane. And then, you know, with any back issues, if you're sat sedentary for a long time and you don't stretch, it gets worse. And then when he stood up, he couldn't walk. And they got him a wheelchair. And we were waiting for him at baggage claim. He's like the last person off the plane. It gets wheeled out.
Yeah. And Elijah and I, very uncharitably,
sorry, Jason,
were laughing quite a lot.
Oh my
God. We were like, oh my God, Jason's going in a wheelchair. And he was like, oh, don't make me laugh, don't make me laugh. Poor guy. Yeah. Oh, it was a great holiday.
I got sick on that trip. I had a really bad cold, and I feel like you were coming down with something as well.
Well, remember the snot story from earlier on? That would have only been, a few days earlier.
Oh, it was the same trip?
It was the same trip.
Oh, right, okay. There you go. Mm. And I remember, what's the really great cold medicine that has codeine in it?
Oh, is it Benylin?
Benadryl.
No, I think Benylin's English.
Benylin?
I think Benylin is English. It's not... Because it's not, we don't have NyQuil and DayQuil in.
No, it was like a. Oh, but it was like headache. It was like a headache medicine, but with codeine.
I feel like it's Benylin.
And that sorted me out.
Well, that's Sizirip. That's what Lil Wayne's into, right?
Sizirip. But this was pills. These were pills.
He drinks the syrup.
Yeah.
And then raps. He's an extraordinary rapper. But his rapping comes from codeine.
Well,
it's just inspired by coding.
Isn't there there's an entire genre that goes along with Sizzurp that's like a slowed down.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's like slowed down beats that they listen to because of the. I'm pretty sure.
We should.
I sound a little ignorant now. I can't.
Elijah, you never sound ignorant.
No.
No, don't say that about yourself. We should talk music, though, because music is such a formative bonding thing for us. Not only is Billy in a band and as. You know, created a bunch of albums and songs, but the three of us are all massive music fans, and our experience in New Zealand in so many ways was colored by music, wasn't
it? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A lot of time at Real Groovy.
And if we go back into that time, we're in the CD world.
Oh, God, yeah.
So you're actually expected or you need to go and buy a physical copy. Now, if we were doing Lord of the Rings, the three of us would sit at home on our computer and just download the music. And it wouldn't be the same community thing. Because when we went to Real Groovy Records, you'd be walking around saying to me, oh, you should pick up this Prince bootleg thing. And I'd say to you, well, have you seen this? And you go, oh, yeah, I've seen that, but you should get the second album.
Yeah.
We're constantly sharing information.
We spent so many hours in that store.
So much money.
Well, it was per diem, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And for anyone who doesn't know per diem... When you live away from home making a TV or film, you get a per diem to
which
help
is
you
Latin.
Buy. But it's Latin, of it course, is. For
per day.
Exactly, Dominic. Wonderful. Thank the old you. Latin's coming back from school there now, and you're meant to use it for buying your dinner.
Yeah, or living expenses.
Living expenses. And we would spend it all on the Friday at Real Groovy.
Yeah.
Buying music
that
we would then listen to in the makeup trailer all that week.
That's
we'd
right.
take days each, you know, that we'd it'd be Elijah on the Monday and he'd say, oh, have you heard this album?
Yeah.
And then the Tuesday, Dom would say, have you heard this? And
we would
such a big part of our life.
Huge part.
Yeah. We would love Sean Astin as we do. We would tend to skip Sean Astin's musical choices.
I don't know that. I mean,
because
I don't know that Sean ever contributed.
Well, I think he had one day where he did it, and from what I recall,
it would have been like Billy Joel.
It was Billy Joel's greatest hits.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
Was
it
really?
Billy Joel's greatest hits? Yeah. And I love an Uptown Girl.
Hey,
well,
but over and over again.
And Piano Man.
Yeah, Piano Man.
Lovely.
But he's a little pianist, isn't he?
Yeah,
Billy Joel. if I mean, we could go on and on about music forever.
Yeah.
But if you were to have one album that you would pick to define that Lord of the Rings experience, because I've thought about this, and I'll kick it off. Oh, lovely! That sounded like an effect from Lord of the Rings. Do that again.
That's what I do when I think.
That sounds like weather.
You probably haven't heard it that much. Look, see, Elijah does it.
Oh, so anytime I'm hearing that, I'm thinking that you've got coffee on the go. But that's you thinking.
That's me thinking.
Wow,
that's the thinking sound.
Yeah. I've got two albums, but I won't say them yet. Go. Are we only allowed one?
Well, can we condense it down to one? Well, you can do two.
No, I'll do one.
You could have an A side and a B side.
No, it's a CD.
It's very tricky. I started to make a list for the Q&A that we did, the Hobbit Q&A that we did with Stephen Colbert recently.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the things that I thought might come up would be music to discuss. And so I made a huge list of all of the music that we were listening to at the time. But to pick a single album.
Because we were also DJing for quite a lot of it. So there's a lot of the classic stuff, the bangers, that we would DJ. Mm-hmm. And then we'd have the stuff that would wake us up in the morning. And then we'd have the euphoria of rapping and stuff like that. But if I'm going to kick it off, so many albums, so many things that we listen to. But if I think about one album that simmers it all down, it's probably The Men Who by Travis.
Nice. Yeah. Good one.
Because that went through the entire principal of photography. It never fell off.
Never did.
We were all singing it a lot.
Always.
We all loved it. I remember when you and I were looking at apartments in Wellington. We hadn't had one yet. We hadn't chose one yet. Well, maybe
we were humming the guitar part up the stairwell. I remember. Right. Yeah, I remember.
In fact, I think you did have an apartment.
I think it was your apartment building. I think so.
And Elijah and I, from what I recall, were stood waiting for a lift or an elevator. And we started humming the guitar. Was it the guitar track from Turn, I think?
I think so.
And we did like the whole
Yeah,
the whole song.
That was very nice, guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Back in the saddle.
That is so specific.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I think we did have albums over that time period that we loved for a while, and then not that we started to dislike them, but you reach a peak with those.
Sure.
Like Macy Gray is a good example. We all loved that first album.
Yeah. I try to say goodbye in that joke.
But then it got to a point where we were like, okay, we're kind of done with that.
It was also in every shop you walk into.
Everywhere. It was huge in New Zealand.
I loved that album. I just rediscovered it again.
Oh, nice.
Because I was thinking about the music. But that's you done two albums, Dom.
No, I just mentioned one. The Man Who, Travis, is one.
That's your album.
That's my one.
Do you want me to go or do you want to go, Elijah? That's your thinking ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Right, here's mine. And it's actually from a specific time in our sort of...
Can we guess it if you give us the time?
No.
Oh, shit!
All right, then. Maybe. Okay, I will. I'll give you the time and I'll tell you why it stuck in my head. It was when we were in Queenstown and the drive to set was basically the length of this album. So we listened to it every day on that drive. What was that album?
I have a guess. Lige, you go first.
Was it the Wilco record? Was it Yankee Hotel Foxtrot?
Good, it's good thought.
Oh,
but
God, yeah.
No.
Because that was big. That was big.
That was
a
big one.
Yep.
My guess.
Yep.
Parachutes, Coldplay.
Nailed it.
Hey! I've done it! Oh!
That was big.
What an extraordinary album that was.
A great album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if we... Oh, Lige, you've not done yours yet.
I actually just pulled up the list.
No.
Oh, he's gone into the archive.
He's checking it twice. Hold on, everybody.
I mean,
and it's not necessarily the one that you like the most. It's the one that defines the Lord of the Rings.
Software Slump, Granddaddy.
What an album.
Yep.
Nice. Oh. Nice.
So in terms of that particular criteria, it permeates the experience. Mm. Mm-hmm. That was one of those things that we discovered and just like, oh man, kept going back to it.
But
there's so many others, but that one.
And that is interesting because not only in that time were we discovering bands like Travis and Coldplay and Software Slump.
Doves were big as well.
Doves,
yeah.
Wilco. But there was also stuff in all of our back catalogues. So you had been bringing Prince songs that no one had heard.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I was bringing Beatles stuff and you were bringing Radiohead stuff. And we were
Stone Roses as well.
Stone Roses. Huge. Morphing into each other.
Yeah.
Eminem was a big deal for us.
Yes. Yeah. And your 12-inch mixtape. So your mixtape of your 12-inch records had Young MC on it.
Yeah.
The Know How 12-inch.
Yeah.
It had the 12-inch of I Can Never Take the Place of Your Man by Prince.
Oh!
So good.
Yeah. Some like crazy Outkast stuff and Stone Roses 12-inches.
That is a big one for
it's
me.
A banger. It's
that
a banger.
That looms large because we used to listen to that all the time on road trips.
And, you know, I'm sure you guys know about this, but the reason why we listened to so much music was because we had to spend what started out as being about 2 hours and ended up being
an hour and a half, hour 40.
Yeah.
Which started out more.
As I remember it, it was from being picked up to being ready, it was 3 hours.
Right.
So if it was a 7:30 start, we'd be picked up at 4:30. So, you know, it was a long time.
It was a long time.
So there was a couple of albums you could listen to at least.
Yeah.
It's so crazy thinking about that and the length of time that it took that when they got to The Hobbit, the feet were pull-on.
Yeah. Wow.
They were shoes. And perfect, like beautiful silicone. They weren't using latex anymore. Wig lace was already punched in. It was absolutely all done. You pulled it and it went up to your ankle or up to your knee.
Yeah.
And they were just so shoes.
Standing on those boxes.
There's no standing and getting things glued to your feet.
Glued to your feet. But also, as I'm sure you guys remember, with all the chemicals, every so often we might get a little tiny nick.
Yeah.
An open little cut on our feet.
Sure.
And then they're applying glue and alcohol and chemicals to it. And it would get sore and infected and sting. And then the next day they'd have to do it again. And,
yeah.
And I don't know if you want to hear this.
He had the most... He was allergic to
the
stuff.
Right? I had a verruca on my foot, Dom.
Which is a verruca?
Now, a verruca here would be a plantar wart, I think it's called. Is it?
Okay, I don't know. A wart.
I can answer this.
Oh, hold on.
I can answer.
Dominic here on my right.
Hello.
Hello.
A verruca is essentially, and I'm sorry to say this, Billy, a wart that you've applied pressure onto,
which I can't help because I'm walking.
So let's say you've got one of those
a ninja.
Yeah, no, good point. You could have hopped. Let's say you've got one of those witch's warts, you know, like with a tuft of wiry hair coming out.
Yeah,
right.
Those things are 3D because there's not physical pressure on them.
Sure,
but on the base of your foot, because you're putting body pressure
constantly,
on it, the wart goes in
an inverted wart.
An inverted
so it's basically
wart.
A hole at the bottom of your foot. And I'm sure it's called a palantir or something in America.
Isn't that that thing that you stole from Saruman?
Saruman, yeah.
You're living in the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
A palantir wart. Is that what it's...
I don't know if that's right. You're in some surreal headspace now. Let's find it out. We have the technology.
But a verruca... It's an ugly thing, a verruca.
It's a disgusting wart.
And I apologise to anybody out there dealing with verrucas at the moment. But if you have to wear hobbit feet every day, you will never get rid of a verruca, I'll tell you that.
No.
Because the people who used to deal with the feet would sometimes, over the year and a half, apply verruca ointment to it to try and... But because it's covered in a latex foot all day, you've got no... No, have you brought up
I looked it up. It's not nice.
It's
is it called a plantia?
No, I just see verruca.
Very, very common if you attend public swimming baths, which is probably where you got it. Dirty, dirty man.
You've got to watch where you're walking. Always wear flip-flops.
It's true.
If you're in the swimming pool.
That's why, I don't know how often you attend public swimming baths, Elijah, because,
I've been...
Frodo.
I've been to one.
Oh, great.
In New York, the... the Turkish-Russian baths in New York.
Ooh, I don't know where this is going to go, ladies and gentlemen.
No. They're great. It's great.
So, you know, you have that little kind of disinfectant walkway.
Yeah.
You come out of the showers, and then there's a little kind of that's to
often like wood or something.
Try and stop, curb.
Verrucas.
The Verruca community.
And I can't remember...
Good name for a band, actually. Verruca.
And it's called the Verruca Pool. And there is a Latin for it, which I can't remember.
Oh, right.
But for 10 points, name a character in any well-known movie with the name Verruca.
Verruca Salt.
Verruca Salt.
Bam. Yeah. Well done. Mm.
Who is Verruca 10 Salt, points. Though?
She was in...
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Ah. She's the one that she's the bad egg. She says, "I want it now." The song,
yeah.
"I want the world, I want the whole world.
I want
give it to me now."
Right, that's very good.
That's her. Verruca Salt.
Supposedly, I heard that the limp and then fall into a forward roll thing that Gene Wilder did was improvised.
I heard that too.
Yeah, that he told the director he was going to do it, but they didn't tell any of the kids.
Oh, that's amazing!
Just to have that kind of reaction.
Great. Oh, that's so cool,
Gene Wilder.
I love that film.
Well, that was Feet. That was a whole conversation about Hobbit Feet.
Yeah. And we've virtually just touched on it.
I mean, we could keep going because we've not even mentioned the fact that Sean Astin kept a list of how many times he put on his feet and they weren't featured. I don't know what he was hoping to do
did
with
he do that. That
yeah.
sounds
he
like
did.
Something
yeah.
that... Yeah, of
on his mirror.
You know what else... what he also did on his mirror...
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to call you out, Sean, but when we went back for pickups, he put the he drew a calendar on the mirror and would slash out the days.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
I don't really remember.
I can't remember if it was it may have been one of the second or third time we went for pickups. So
right. Ticking all your days off.
Just kind of ticking the days.
No, I mean.
Crazy. I mean, I think, you know, I think it was a little different for Sean too, coming back and, you know, older family man, like,
sure.
you know, the sort of, his reasons for that were probably different.
We were all on our own different journeys.
Yes.
I asked Billy this, and I'll ask you again, Lige, because I'm so confused about this thing. I always thought that the four of us kept a diary whilst we were putting on our hair and feet and wigs. And Billy said, no, that was just you.
You did, yeah. I had a journal that I started, and I have it in my room here. I just didn't keep up with it. My entire life, I've been really bad about journaling. Mm. For me, it's mainly been photography has been my way of kind of holding on to memories and capturing moments in time. But sitting down and writing has I've never stuck with it. And I've always wanted to. And to a degree, I've sort of regretted not keeping one. But I did briefly try.
Talking about
so,
that.
So, yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Did you not lose a lot of your photographs? I remember years ago, your sister or someone getting in touch with me saying, Elijah has his computer hard drive is gone and his other hard drive's gone and he's lost basically all his photographs from New Zealand.
Yeah.
And, you know, did I have any? And I couldn't find mine either. I don't know where mine are.
Yeah. Oh, so that's interesting.
There must be a ton of photographs somewhere.
Wow. Well, thankfully, most of the photographs that I took while we were shooting were analog. Ooh. They were mostly actual films,
so you actually have
film
them.
Photos. So I have all of that.
Good.
And then we all got digital cameras sort of towards the tail end of it.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't have any of those photos, I don't think.
Mm. Yeah, I had my laptop stolen as well. And I
did you?
Yeah.
And so did I.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah.
And I lost a lot of photos. But do you remember when the three of us...
Such a gut punch, man.
Oh, it's horrible. It's soul-destroying.
It really is.
It completely changed the way that I felt about the medium. I just thought... Well, if you can lose photos after all that work and all that investment, I don't know if I have the heart to do it again. It was really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But do you remember the three of us went to Auckland on a little weekend trip together? Yeah. And
I have all those photos.
I have all those and I have it in a photo library. And for some reason, I think it was me, but there's a lot of overly posed photos of like you guys with a coffee cup or like holding an unlit cigar or...
Yeah.
Pointing at a seagull.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
I'll bring that in one day.
Yeah, you
and
should.
That was also during what's the boat race that they the America's
America's Cup.
Yeah, it was during America's Cup that we
right.
were there.
Right. So
I don't know that we engaged with it, but I do remember that was happening in the background of our trip.
I seem to remember being on an America's Cup boat with you.
The Louis Vuitton yacht, Vuitton as yacht, I remember it. Yeah, I don't know if it was that year.
Okay.
But yeah, we definitely did that. So we got a sort of ringside seat of the America's Cup.
And that, which was all for free, and they took care of us and everything. Yeah. But I remember the cost of that, for getting on the boat and being able to drink champagne and, you know, eat those fancy sandwiches, was was a few kind of posho people kind of dealing with us like curiosities a little bit. Yeah. Like, oh, look at those people over there. Oh, come take pictures with us. Come take pictures with us. Oh, I hear you guys orbits. And I remember thinking, oh, is this the cost for the
And
free
you were like,
champagne?
It's worth it for the free it champagne.
It was totally worth it.
Absolutely delicious.
Guys, we've had some questions, as you always do, from the great outdoors. Should we jump into that? Because we could talk forever.
Yeah. Shall I do the first one? It's from Matilda Sophie from, is that her name, Strunge?
Yeah.
Or is that a place in Denmark?
No, I think that's her full name.
I think that's the full name.
Okay, so it's Matilda Sophie Strunge from Denmark.
Lovely.
She asks, or he asks, Matilda?
It's a woman, yeah.
She asks, have you read other Tolkien books beyond The Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, The Silmarillion, or Farmer Giles of Ham? If so, what did you think about them?
Ooh, great question.
It is.
I've only ever read The Hobbit of the other materials.
Ah. Yeah, I've not read The
Silmarillion.
It was around, wasn't it?
It was,
we were
doing
Rings, but I've not read it. And I remember asking
Philippa
Boyens, Pete and Fran's writer, I said, is it worth reading The Silmarillion? She said, it's fantastic. It might not necessarily help you in Lord of the Rings, but she said it tells the story of men and dwarves and elves and stuff, but it's quite dense, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
It apparently reads more like a history book than a novel.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't. The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings is all I've done. I will. You know what? I'm going to read one of the others, and I think I will do The Silmarillion.
Yeah,
there you are.
Let me know.
You heard
it
here.
I'd love to read The Silmarillion.
Yeah. Why don't we all read it together?
Sauron's origins in The Silmarillion,
I think.
Mm.
Didn't Tolkien write one called something like Untold Stories or Untold Tales?
Unfinished Tales, I think.
Unfinished. That's supposed to be one of the more accessible ones.
Which I think Christopher, his son, who kind of became the steward of his work, edited that. Because I think it is genuinely a compilation of unfinished works that he put together and compiled.
Yeah. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe we should all do that one.
If you guys can hear a distant siren,
yep,
it's not someone playing Grand Theft Auto 3 close to us. It is actually an emergency vehicle.
I can see it down there.
In the distance.
Yeah, it's an ambulance.
When I first moved to LA, I remember you and I hanging out in the first 2 or 3 weeks of me having moved to LA.
Yeah, you were in that back.
I was in my
converted garage.
Right, right.
Yeah,
I was just staying in my old manager's converted garage, which had no toilet, no oven.
Mm-hmm. Was there no shower?
No shower. Mm-hmm. There was a fridge and a bed, and that was it. And she gave me a TV. And you and I were hanging out one day, and I said, I really want to get a DVD player. And you said, well, if you're going to get a DVD player, why don't you get a PlayStation 2? And I said, I don't need a PlayStation 2. I just need a DVD player. And you said, no, 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 don't.
Good, good.
A PlayStation 2 is a DVD player and a games player.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I'm massive on twofers. I love a bargain.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll get one of those. And then was it you that loaned me Grand Theft Auto 3 or was it someone else?
Maybe, yeah.
It was either you or Mac Astin.
I think
you gave me a couple of other things. And that was my new journey into the world of gaming.
Right.
Just based on a happenstance comment from you where you said, well, get a PlayStation 2. It's both of them.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So while we're talking about gaming, is this the perfect time, Dom, between me and you?
Are we going to pitch Elijah?
Should we pitch Elijah, our team?
Yeah, let's pitch it.
You do.
Elijah.
Yeah.
Well, you know that through lockdown, Billy and I have been playing this game, League of Legends.
Oh, yeah. Which you tried desperately to get me involved
it's
in.
It's a five-man team.
We only have four.
We have four. Myself.
You need a fifth.
Billy Boyd. His young son, Jack, who's a great gamer. And
Nigel?
Nigel Nally.
Yeah.
And we need an extra person. And we've said for months, because your base level gaming ability is a lot higher than most people's, because you did grow up gaming, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
My son, Jack, is really the only gamer that we have, and he's really good. Dom has spent more hours playing League of Legends than anyone else alive. And so he's half decent. He's okay.
Yeah.
Nigel is slightly better than me. He has 5 accounts where he kind of, you know, tries to get better than us.
Moonlights.
Yeah. Oh. And I am really awful, but I just hide in the jungle. Mm. So we need you if we're going to take this to the next level.
Yeah.
And I'd like to go to the next level, yeah, Elijah.
I would. Because the thing is with League of Legends is because at that point it's a 5-man team with everyone on comms.
Yeah.
If you're playing against, like, let's say, a bunch of individuals and none of them are on comms,
yeah,
you've already got an advantage. Because you can say, hey, everyone go to the top lane. Everyone get a dragon.
Yeah.
Everyone go over here. You would love that game. I know you don't have as much time as you would like to with a young child in your life. But I know you love gaming.
I do, yeah.
And it is a lot. It's free to play.
Yeah.
We should be sponsored by these guys.
Yeah.
It's free to download. It is an extraordinary game, right, Bill?
I need to play it.
It's, yeah, amazing. You've got to. And if you were there and we could talk to each other, then because you can send little kind of signals saying, I'm going here now, or I'm going there, or I need help. I can't do any of that, Elijah, because there's too many buttons to press.
Yeah.
I'm just focusing on not dying,
yeah,
in the jungle.
Yeah.
So if you were there, I could say, Elijah, come and help me, and I wouldn't have to press any buttons.
Sure, yeah.
So that would really help us out if you could do that for us, please.
I would love to play a game with you guys.
Yeah. I mean, even if you download it for free,
yeah,
and play the game for free, and yeah, after a couple of games you go, not really my thing. You've not lost anything, Elijah.
That's true. Yeah.
You've only gained a deeper understanding of us, really.
Right? And it's really fun.
How often do you guys play?
We play 5 or 6 hours a day.
Nah.
No, not that much, is it?
We play at least once a week, I would say, right? Because, okay, you know, in the week...
So you have like a regular...
Yeah, in the week we're busy and some of us might be working, but usually at some point on a Saturday or Sunday
Friday
afternoon,
or a Saturday or a Sunday.
Friday night, it can
we'll
be
all
really
get
fun
together and then you can do whatever you want. Get yourself a cup of tea. If you want a glass of wine, have a glass of wine.
Yeah, we've done tipsy League of Legends.
Have you?
Yeah,
we've played some tipsy. And then we just, we get on the rift and we pick our characters and then we really go at it.
It's capture the flag. It's basically right. Capture the flag. So you're trying to destroy their base while they're trying to destroy yours.
Is there a mission that you're trying to achieve?
You're trying to destroy their base while they're trying.
They're trying to
but
destroy
like where
them.
You are in the game, are you trying to level up? Is there? I don't really. Know.
Oh, there's all sorts of things.
You're on a map. You start on a map. On
it's always the same map.
Always the same map. But you can pick different champions. The cool thing about League of Legends is if you want to be a crazy Norwegian berserker Viking guy that throws axes around, you can be. If you want to be a cat on a magic carpet, you can be that too. And everything in between. And all you try to do is destroy their base while they destroy yours. It is some of the most fun I've ever had in a game.
There's a couple of games that we've played that has been really, truly wonderful times. And I know that you're going to be brilliant at it. And also because of your vibe, because there's a kind of negative vibe sometimes in League of Legends where people will...
They get a little aggro.
Say, for instance, I was playing the Doctor, Dr. Mundo, who's in the jungle, and he's a big lad. And he does a lot of damage.
He can set himself on fire.
And he's, you know, he should be making a lot of kills and not dying much. So I had died 8 times and I hadn't killed anyone.
Oh.
And the other person, our 5th person, said, how is Dr. Mundo 8-0? You know, 8 deaths, no kill.
Sure.
And I said, well, I'm not very good. I typed back just to let them know. And they said, please never play again.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Isn't that a shame?
That is a shame.
Please never play again.
That's called.
Oh my God.
And I know you would never type that.
Never.
Never. That's why we need you in the team.
That's called, in the community, in the League of Legends community, that's called flaming. Right?
Oh, okay.
He flamed Billy. And you know, you've spent more time with Billy and I than almost anyone. Billy and I have never really had a crossword.
Nah.
Not really. We've had debates. Yeah. We've disagreed about stuff. But we've never had a crossword. We had our first ever official fight playing League of Legends.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. I hold my hands up. It's my fault.
Because I was not defending the tower
well enough for Dom.
Oh. I watched Billy on a mat on the mat because you can watch what other
people. Really funny. You can, the very first fight the over first fight that
ever. And I had to have a word with myself. And I called Billy the next day and I said, I sincerely apologize. My behavior was a disgrace. And he didn't let me off the hook. He went, well, yeah, that was a disgrace. But what had happened was, so you can watch, because you have to go back to the shop to get items and all this kind of stuff.
Sure.
And you can watch what's going on. So as I'm going back to the shop, I went to see what Billy was doing. And I said, Billy, don't.
He's still angry about it. You can hear
Steven! It. I said, Billy, don't teleport back to the shop there. You're going to get hit by the enemy. He said, no, I'll be fine. He got hit by the enemy. I went, oh, Billy, don't. And he went, no, I've been frozen. I've been hit by one of Morgana's binds. And I went, no, that's not what happened. And we got into a little step two. Nigel, our friend Nigel, was in the middle of it. And he's going, hey, guys, let's just, because he'd never seen us have a fight like that before. I then had to apologize to Billy throughout the rest of the game, which went on for another 10, 15 minutes. The air was, you could cut the tension with a knife. And I was going, I'm sorry about that, Bill. So I just got a little excited. And Billy's like, well, you know, you're kind of a dickhead there, you know, kind of being a bit of an arsehole. And I was an arsehole.
Wow.
So it can really get under your skin.
It can get under your skin.
And the reason why I think that happened was because we were missing a fifth man.
Oh, God.
That's exactly what it was.
I would love to prevent that from ever happening.
Could you please?
Again. Yes.
You could. And honestly, Lige, I think you would love it. Because it is so much fun.
But the only thing is...
It's also fun to get your mates together online and play together. It's just fun.
I'm just
whatever the
slightly
game is.
Worried that you would play for 2 weeks and then you would be ranked and you'd be off playing for a real team and all that. And
I would never leave you guys.
Would you?
Oh, that's sweet.
Never. Well, that's been recorded.
We stand together.
That's, you know.
I would never.
We need the ring bearer. we need a leader. That's what we need.
We do.
Reminds me, that notion of the two of you having your first fight ever.
Ever.
That reminds me the first time we had a thing. You were, it was, we were in Queenstown. You were napping. Your trailer door, do you remember this?
Yeah. You were.
Well, this is inside stuff here, folks.
I think your trailer door may have been open.
I'm a deep sleeper.
I approached very excited.
What were
about
you excited
something?
About?
That's the thing. Oh, I can't really remember.
I know what it was.
What was it?
We had wrapped early.
Oh, we're wrapped.
I'll let Elijah carry on.
I said, yeah, we're wrapped. And you said, fuck off.
I think I tried to physically attack you. He came into my trailer. We're wrapped. And I went, get the fuck out of my trailer. Because
did you think you were being attacked?
I was having such a wonderful dream.
By a bear.
That was amazing. You blew up. And it wasn't, you didn't have any control over it. You were coming out of a very deep sleep. But man, that was funny.
I was much more cantankerous back in my Lord of the Rings days for two reasons.
Go on.
One, I was drinking more alcohol, which is associated with a much poorer sleep. And, you know, there's probably a little bit more hangovers involved. I said to Bills the other day, not that in any way was I walking around, you know, drunk or drinking at work or anything like that.
Oh, God, no.
I would just enjoy a Sunday night drink.
Yeah.
So on Monday, I'd be a little bit slower than normal. If I could do Lord of the Rings trilogy again, the only thing that I would change would be to be not hungover on a Monday morning. Because I think I missed quite a few amazing moments. And you guys both know, at the weekend, what time would I get out of bed? 1, 2 in the afternoon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you would sleep.
You guys had surfed, had breakfast.
Sometimes 4.
Yeah. It's pretty extraordinary.
It's a lot of David Attenborough. That's a lot of sleep. You were watching a lot of David Attenborough.
Lots of David Attenborough.
And the best goals of Man United.
Yeah.
On repeat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes I would have company.
Yeah. We won't get into that. Let's go to another question. Lars, do you want to read this?
Was that on Guzney Street?
Yeah, I was on Egmont Street.
Okay.
Yeah, but very close to Cuba Street.
Yeah, right around the corner from Cuba Street.
Yeah, I was right in the center of town.
You know, Eva Dixon's is gone. I know we've talked about this before.
Oh, that's a shame. That was a wonderful place.
Not only is it gone, I went on the last day of it being open.
Oh, right.
Which one? The one near Weta or the one downtown?
The one downtown.
Oh, man. The one upstairs.
I was in New Zealand, in Wellington, for some reason.
I think my favorite Eggs Benedict was from Eva Dixon's.
Brilliant. Some lovely breakfast in
there.
Really laid back, spend a long time just hanging out in there. And I was in New Zealand and I thought, I'm going to go to Eva Dixon's. And there was a poster, we closed today. And I went up and I had a coffee and I was like, but what's the chances that you would
the last
be there
day.
The last day?
From my recollection, was the entrance to Eva Dixon's on a relatively narrow side street?
Yeah. I think so.
Because I remember having breakfast with the two of you guys.
You climb a staircase.
Yeah. I remember having breakfast with the two of you guys, and Orlando showed up late, and he was like, "Oh my God, I had a nightmare.
Typical.
I couldn't park anywhere. There's nowhere to park." And we said, well, "Where did you park?" He went, "Oh, I parked outside the restaurant." And we were like, "That's a narrow one-way street. You can't park there. It will be fine. They'll come get me if it's a problem." And he kept his car there for like an hour while he had breakfast, just blocked off the entire street. Wow.
Well, isn't that fantastic?
Fascinating.
Isn't he a fascinating man?
He is.
So fascinating, in fact, that we've got so much Elijah Wood goodness that we're going to cut it there this week, and we'll have some more Elijah next week.
Oh, it's going to be like a double album.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
With a fold-out.
Brilliant.
Wow. So, yeah, more Elijah Wood next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.